A good yontif to all of our listeners. L'shana teva b'limara chesedus u'badake chesedus tikaseva v'seichaseimu. In today's halacha, we will relate to today's celebration, today's festival, Chag HaChagim of Yetzes Kislev, as well as the celebration of the upcoming holiday of Hanukkah. And in general, the Torah's perspective on how one is to celebrate a day of which Hashem committed a miracle on our behalf. Must one celebrate this day? When one has a meal, is this meal considered a Seudas Mitzvah? Is one allowed to not say Tachanun on this day? Can one just choose suddenly not to say Tachanun on a day that a miracle happened? We'll begin with the words of the Chassam Sefer in the Tshuva, in Yeredeiah 233. Chassam Sefer writes that in truth, the celebration of a day that a miracle occurred, such as Hanukkah and Purim, and any other day that you set aside to celebrate a miracle that Hashem did for you, is of biblical origin. It's a mitzvah min HaTorah, and you're fulfilling a mitzvah min HaTorah, of giving praise to Hashem and thanking Hashem, just like we thank Hashem for taking us out of Mitzrayim. And the Chassam Sefer explains that if one passes through the whole Hanukkah and does not do anything to celebrate and commemorate, he's transgressed a biblical obligation. And the same applies with Purim, and the same applies for any individual day of commemoration that one makes for a miracle that Hashem did. Accordingly, it ends up that the celebration of Yudkes Kislev, which celebrates the miracle that Hashem performed for the Alter Rebbe and the entire Hasidic movement, that if not for Yudkes Kislev, Chas V'Shalom, what would have happened to the continuity of the Hasidic movement? And in the words of the Rebbe Rashab, that this is the day that Chayis Upnimius Nafshenu Nitan Lanu, that the inner light of our souls were handed to us, so certainly it's a day with biblical origin to be celebrated, as is the words of the Chassam Sefer. So regarding whether one must make a commemorating festive meal on this day, so it doesn't say in Poskim, and the Chassam Sefer likewise does not delineate how one must commemorate the day. And so long as he commemorates the miracle, he fulfills his biblical obligation. However, it is brought down in a number of Pesukim that it is customary, as a minhag, to celebrate a miracle through making a festive meal for one's friends and family, and during this meal he recounts the miracle that occurred and gives thanks to Hashem for his great kindness. The Pesukim record that this meal is considered a Seudas Mitzvah, and hence retains all the laws applicable to a Seudas Mitzvah. Nonetheless, it is only customary and not an obligation to make this meal. However, interestingly, we do find in Sefer HaSichas Tav Shin of the Rebbe Rayatz a discussion that the Alter Rebbe had regarding this matter of making a meal in celebration of the miracle. The Alter Rebbe did not make a celebratory meal after Yetzes Kislev in the year 1798 until the year 1802, 5561. In that year, the Alter Rebbe made a Seudas Haidah, a Thanksgiving meal on Yetzes Kislev, as is recorded there in the Sefer HaSichas. And he stated that according to Din Torah, he has to make this meal. And a discussion ensued with his brother, the Ma'aril, regarding what is one to do if he didn't fulfill this obligation of this meal when the miracle occurred originally, meaning a few years back. So here we see that the Alter Rebbe treated this meal of making on the day of a miracle as more than just a minhag, but as an actual obligation. This obligation has not been found in prior sources. Regarding omitting Tachanun, it's recorded in Poskim, the Lev Chaim in 150, and the Kafa Chaim in 218.9, that the minhag is that on this day that one sets aside to celebrate the miracle that had occurred years prior, one does not have to say Tachanun, and one doesn't say Tachanun. And this is the basis of our minhag that also on Yutes Kislev and Chav Kislev we omit Tachanun. And this has a source in the Poskim that on the day of celebrating a miracle, to show one simcha and joy for what Hashem did, one omits the saying of Tachanun just like a regular festival.